On this edition of the News Review, a group of British lawmakers are trying to pass a law that would force Prime Minister Theresa May to seek a further delay to the country's exit from the European Union. Opposition Labour lawmaker Yvette Cooper has proposed the legislation alongside 11 others from several political parties, including May's Conservatives. They are due to have control of some parliamentary time on Wednesday to debate and vote on the plan without the government's approval. The legislature is part of an attempt to avoid a chaotic no-deal Brexit. A deal has already been agreed between May and European leaders, but the UK Parliament has rejected it three times without offering any alternative to it. The latest deadline for London's departure from the EU is April the 12th. Well, joining us for this edition of the News Review, we've got our correspondent Robert Inlakis joining us from the British capital, London, and also political analyst from Brussels, Mr. Paul Lodafone. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Robert in London. Another round of voting for some variation of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. How will that go down?
Well, it could not go down altogether. It just depends. If it's put to the Parliament again and it's voted down, then it leaves us in the exact same predicament that we're in at the moment. We could see possibly a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister in the country. We know that the EU have started to come out and say that they would give a longer extension to Article 50, perhaps, if there was either a second referendum, so they had a second vote, put it back to the people again, or perhaps they had a general. We have a general election here, so at the moment we don't have any things that we can say. Well, certainly this is going to happen, or that is going to happen. It's just what the politicians are telling us, and it's the amount of faith you put in individual politicians and their word.
Robert, we already know that they don't want the deal that's been arranged by Prime Minister Theresa May, three votes, two meaningful votes, and a variation, a vote on a segment of that deal has been shot down in the British House of Commons. What are the lawmakers in favor of then?
Well, we don't know at the moment. That's the thing. That's why everyone is so incredibly divided. The British public doesn't seem to have any faith in the government either. I mean, we have a completely divided parliament. Nobody really can agree on anything. A lot of people obviously don't want a no-deal Brexit. But as we approach the deadline, what else can be the solution? We don't have a deal that we can exit the EU with, so there must be a no-deal solution unless they are going to perhaps have a general election or put the vote back to the people, which is what may happen. And of course, in the last votes that we saw, the last series of votes that we saw, the most voted on bill was one to have a second referendum. So that was voted down. However, that is what is in sort of the agenda at the moment. So we could see a second referendum pop up, or perhaps a general election.
And at this point, we already know that Europe is probably fed up with the word Brexit, if it comes up at all. What's the best scenario for Europe at this point? A no-deal Brexit certainly won't favor both parties, but surely Europeans and EU officials have a grin on their faces when they think if any other countries want to follow suit and leave the European Union, they've got some chaos on their hands.
Mm-hmm. I think they've performed very well. The EU have got exactly what they wanted. They've made the British government look very, very weak. So the EU have done very well with this. Of course, they want Britain to remain in the EU. That is their objective, of course. It's not beneficial for Britain to leave the EU. And if Britain are going to leave the EU, then they need to have them in a situation like they are in now. I mean, the British Parliament can't agree upon anything. It looks like possibly everything could plunge into chaos. And that's exactly what the EU would want, because that's just strategically from the EU's perspective. You have to look at it if other countries are looking to break away as well. they need to set an example. So from the EU's perspective, they've done everything correctly, they've done everything right, and they've really done up the UK government and shown Theresa May to be extremely weak.
And one last question before we leave you, Robert. Do you think that maybe the British lawmakers are more opposed to the Prime Minister herself rather than the deal that she's conjured?
That's a very good question. I mean, when she put her deal back again, what she said she was trying to try and get her deal through was, she said, well, I'll leave if you accept it. She got closer than she'd ever got before to her deal, which was, of course, rejected. But she got closer than ever before to getting her deal through when she said, well, maybe I'll leave after if you vote through my deal. It's not gone through, of course. We're no closer to a solution. And apparently there's a great proportion of Conservative MPs who will vote in a vote of no confidence against her if that is to emerge.
And political analyst Paolo Raffone is with us now from Brussels. Mr. Raffone, please give us your thoughts on the situation at hand with the Brexit and how Europeans feel with the situation with regards to the Brexit.
Well, the feeling of Europeans is a bad feeling. So basically everybody knows that what is going on in the UK heading towards a hard Brexit. So no deal Brexit, this will affect the rest of Europe too. So this is a situation that is no pleasure for anybody. Hello?
Yes, please. We do have some time. You can elaborate on that as well.
Yeah, it's no pleasure because, I mean, the hard Brexit, so the no-deal Brexit means that automatically starting on the 12th of April, there will be the immediate implementation of the measures, including the custom measures, the borders, and basically the halting of all the legislation that has been implemented so far between the EU and the UK as a member state, which creates a lot of problems in the practical terms for trade, for instance, for the people who are living in the UK or the British people who are living in European countries. It will create problems also in the financial networks because, of course, UK has to be treated as a foreign country as of April 12th. So all of this creates a lot of worries for the future, and it will be quite of a chaotic implementation, probably.
All right, thanks a lot. Political analyst Paolo Raffone joining us from Brussels, and also thanks to our correspondent Robert Inlakis joining us from the British capital, London. And with that, it brings us to an end here on this edition of Press TV's News Review. Stay tuned. There's plenty more to come here on Press TV. Bye for now.